Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
It's my main man, Joe Shasky. Joe, how are you, man?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm literally holding my four-month-old baby, getting ready for Giants opening day tomorrow, staring out a beautiful window in my backyard, looking at a baseball net right now. I love baseball, and what the A's have done to the game of baseball is worse than a disgrace. It's disgusting, and I can't wait to get into it with you.
Listen, I just told, I'm pretty sure I won't get too many invites to MLB events in the future. I just told Major League Baseball, I said, I love baseball, but the commissioner, the game of baseball, the owner of the A's, like, on behalf of everybody out in Oakland, I said, they can kiss my ass. So I think me and you are on the same space here, but you're living it. You got folks out there who feel it, man. Like, go ahead, shoot.
Look, I am a fifth-generation San Franciscan. I'm a Giants fan till I'm dead and buried, black and orange till I die. And in the 60s, when the Giants moved here first, they were one of the best draws in baseball. Their attendance was through the roof. Then in the late 60s, the A's moved, and it cut the attendance down. And the A's were one of the best drawing teams, because they're in the East Bay. And I don't know how many people understand the geography of the Bay Area, but it's just nicer weather. There's more people. It's easier access over there. And getting in and out of that stadium with public transportation, it was just a thing. And they were the more successful team with the more successful players. And I'm talking 70s, 80s. When I grew up, everybody in my neighborhood, even though the Giants were in our neck of the woods, right down the street from us, everybody wanted to be Ricky Henderson and Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco and Dave Stewart, and they had Eckersley. They had the sexier team. They were winning championships. They were competitive, high payroll, and they sold out. I'm talking attendance-wise. And then the Giants built their ballpark in the late 90s, early 2000s here in San Francisco, and there was this shift. The ownership changed for the A's, and you watch them. We've all seen the movie, the Major League, the movie. You know, everybody's seen it, the Cleveland Indians, all right? But at least the Cleveland Indians had Roger Dorn. The Oakland A's haven't signed a guy for more than 3 years, going back 20 years to Eric Chavez. They've systematically traded away and suppressed talent year after year after year and kicked their fans in the groin. It is one of the biggest disgraces ever. Pick any industry. I have never seen the consumer treated so poorly. And this is the funny thing. It's not about money. They just want to get the hell up on out of here for a free handout. And it drives me crazy. I owned a small business. I didn't go to college. I didn't go to journalism school. I'm a real person. I hate when public entities try to get money from us for private profit as just a guy trying to make ends meet. And this guy, I'm talking about the owner, Fisher, has been looking for a free handout from hardworking citizens of the Bay Area for 20 years while giving his fans the middle finger. It is one of the biggest sports tragedies I've ever seen. And I'm not saying this hyperbolically. It has been dying a slow death for 20 years. Generations of fans have been turned away. And the Giants have been reaping all of the bandwagon fans, and they're part to blame too. And I'm a Giants fan.
Joe Shasky's here with us, 95-7, the game out in the Bay Area. John Fisher took over this team in 2005, and you are 100% correct. It's It's a 20-year kind of sell-off, especially from when the Oakland A's, you think back 20 years around the time when he acquired the team, you know, they were competitive. They were one of the best teams in the American League, one of the best teams in baseball, with Mulder, Hudson, Zito. You talk about Eric Chavez. You think about Jason Giambi before the Yankees threw him that bag. They stopped paying. How was he able, he being John Fisher, I understand everybody gets excited about Billy Beane and Moneyball and what have you. How the hell was he able to do this for 20 years without more of a fan revolt at the beginning?
No, there was one. But the problem is that baseball turned a blind eye. And simultaneously, as this is going down, the rise of the San Francisco Giants happens. You know, Barry Bonds obviously was hitting home runs in the early 2000s. But the Giants ended up winning three championships, 2010, 2012, 2014. The A's were unbelievably competitive during that same time. And they were selling out. The amount of baseball fans in the Bay Area was at its zenith. I mean, both teams were unbelievable. I worked at the radio station that was the partner of the Oakland A's. But the problem was, when you were trading away year after year, everyone, and you know in your back of your head if you're a fan, and I'm holding my four-month-old boy right now, I can't get a jersey of a guy on this team for my son because that guy might not be here next week. That's what an A's fan was going through. Sorry, my little guy's crying here. He's going crazy, but that's the problem. You know, the Giants retained everyone, and to a fault. They kept Crawford, Belt. They kept all those guys. The Oakland A's, they literally shipped off every player. Josh Donaldson was traded and won the MVP the very next year. And the guy they picked up because of it got DFA'd 6 months later. 6 months later. I mean, what they've done over the last 15 years, I kid you not, they've systematically tried to go from one radio station to the other. They've tried to sell off players left and right. They're a glorified farm team. And worse than ever, they stuck a middle finger to the fans. They cut off tailgates. They tarped the upper deck. They did everything they could to alienate themselves from fans. They did crazy tiered pricing for Yankee Red Sox, knowing it would price out the real local A's fans. It's just, it makes me angry because I'm a blue-collar dude, and I know how hard it is to take your family to a game and how to support these teams. These are part of our community, and they rip the soul of the fan, the A's fans' heart out. And it's just, it drives me nuts.
Joe, when you think about what's going to take place in this final year, we've seen the boycotts, the reverse boycotts over the past year, year and a half, several years. Knowing that this is ultimately the last year before they go out to Sacramento, what is going to go on? Are fans going to stop more? Are they going to try to soak it in for this final year? This has been a slow trickle. This is like choking someone to death. What does the rest of this year look like?
I really don't know. Look, no one is. We're all just trying to make ends meet. Why would you want to go support this guy and throw a couple shekels into his pocket? I was talking with one of my buddies who works on the show today, Joey Spadoni. He's got a 4-year-old boy, and he grew up going to games with his dad. He wanted to carry that on to his kid. What's he supposed to do? As this team has literally taken his money and told him he doesn't matter at every single turn. Does he take him to the game? Does he go one last time for memory's sake? Like, you can only take so much abuse at some point here. And the worst part about it is that every time they pretended to do a deal on the surface, they dealt in bad faith. Every single time. They blamed politicians. They blamed the Oakland Raiders for you know, trying to develop the Coliseum site. They did all of these crazy – I mean, there was a gondola idea to have, you know, people settled on a gondola like it was Disneyland. Everything they've done – has been something out of like a fiction book. It's unbelievable. And then to go to Sacramento over, let's call it what it is, to get a television deal. Because there was a Bay Area television deal that they got, and they save a little couple of bucks if they go up to Sacramento for a couple of years, and they cut all of their expenses by going into a smaller stadium. I'm telling you, man, with these sports teams, I get it, it's business. But there's also got to be some fakeness of we care about our fans. Lie to me a little that you care about my dollar.
Absolutely. Joe Shasky's here with us, 95.7 The Game morning show host. You talked about the Raiders. We know that the Golden State Warriors moved back to the other side of the Bay. And now here we have, we got the A's getting ready to move to Vegas in a few years. And temporarily, basically sleeping on somebody's couch in the meantime. Mm-hmm. What does this mean for big-time sports in Oakland? What's going on with the Coliseum? What the hell is going on next with that plot of land?
Well, that plot of land is, like, I grew up near Candlestick, okay? Candlestick got demolished, and it's as disgusting as ever. And it was a poor neighborhood to begin with, okay? I mean, I say that with pride because I love it, but I'm keeping it real. I did not buy a house in that neighborhood when we were fortunate enough to be able to, because I want to get the hell up on out of there. And the Coliseum, that whole area needs to be redeveloped. It absolutely does. But both the Raiders and the A's pointed fingers at each other, and neither group wanted to put up their own money to be able to develop there. If I want to change my roof at my house, I'm the one putting up the money. I'm not asking for the city and the state for a handout. I'm sick of the handout stuff. I think we all are in sports for these billionaires. It's ridiculous. What's going to happen? What's going to happen is the saddest thing ever. I coach Little League Baseball, okay? We're already struggling to get inner-city kids to come play ball. Oakland is the home of Ricky frickin' Henderson and Dave Stewart. Jimmy Rollins played in Alameda. CeCe Sabathia in Vallejo. It has a rich Frank Robinson, a rich, rich baseball history. And what saddens me is that if you're a kid who's 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, you know when you learn to love baseball? By going to a game for a dollar and sitting out in the bleachers and getting it passed on from your father. It's probably going away, and that kills me. There's a World Series champion right now, Marcus Semien, born and raised in Oakland. Born and raised in Oakland. I want to know what he thinks about this. This is it's so disgusting. And I get it. It's all for the money. We understand how business works. Starbucks puts a Starbucks where they can be profitable. But at the same time, they don't piss off their consumer every single day for 20 years and blame them when they can't make ends meet.
Joe, have we seen the last of a big league team? Anything in Oakland? Do I got to wait another 25, 30, 35 years? Do I got to have more grays? I got to be pushed in a wheelchair? What are we waiting on?
I'll tell you what, this was going to happen. They're going to use them as a fake expansion relocation destination for the next team that's having a stadium problem. You mark my words. This is all one big charade. They do it with Portland. They do it with Salt Lake City. And maybe they eventually expand into those areas. But I saw them do it with LA and the NFL forever. And this comes down to the Major League Baseball owners. They just don't want to fly into Oakland. They want to fly into Vegas. And they want to hang out in the Cosmo and the Wynn and all those places. I mean, that's what this boils down to. And it's disgusting. Because at the end of the day, what happened to a team representing a community on some level? On some level. Everybody understands you got to make some money. I don't think any sports team's ever going to go back there. And that breaks my heart to say it. And even though I'm a diehard San Franciscan and there is a rivalry, there's also a Bay Area kinship. And to see baseball get ripped away from that community when it's not the fans' fault at all. They're lucky they have any fans after what they've done. I don't think they're getting anything.
But Joe, let me ask you this in finality, and thank you so much for all the information and the passion that we can feel from out in the Bay Area. Being in San Francisco, we also hear a lot about the Warriors. We see everything that goes on. Mm-hmm. We see the Draymond. We see the confidence of a Clay. We see the frustration of a Kerr and then also of a Curry. This group is done. There's no more championships coming out of this group, right? What the hell happens?
Look, we said the same thing coming after 2021 when they lost in the play-in, back-to-back games to LeBron and to the Memphis Grizzlies. And then the bonus title happened in 2022. And Andrew Wiggins turned into some version of Kawhi Leonard for 2 months. So anything is possible on some level. Here's what I will say. We're talking about how bad ownership is with the Oakland A's. Ownership matters. Ownership matters more in sports and in business than anything else. And I'm telling you, Joe Lacob has put his money where his mouth is. Now, as long as you got Steph Curry, you've got a chance to recruit somebody else. But let's call it what it is. They got to make major moves. They're fighting for the 10th seed, for crying out loud, with the Houston Rockets. The 10th seed. So if they want to be a true champion, they're going to have to shake it up big time. There's no question about it. But how do you move off of guys with the loyalty that you have of four championships? And if Steph Curry wants them to play on their team, on some level you owe it to him. So I don't know what they do. They're in a tough spot. I'll tell you right now, though, they give us Yankee Cowboy-like topics here in the Bay Area. You could talk Warriors 24-7, 365, and there's 1,000 stories. I mean, Jonathan Kuminga's not playing 5 games in a row. He's 21 years old. He's an ascending superstar. Something's going on. They got a million problems going on.
Yeah, and Draymond didn't even punch anybody today yet, right? Draymond. Not yet. Not yet?
Draymond, I just don't even start me with Draymond. Draymond, the full circle of Draymond. The guy plays brilliant and then a week later suspends himself only to drop a podcast at midnight and not apologize. Don't even start me with Draymond.
I'm just saying, what, 4 years, 100 mil, right? What is he, 35, 36? Yeah, nice
they
deal.
They gave him a four-year, 100 million in 2020, and he came out and really said, yeah, with Steph Curry hurt, you know, it's hard for me to get motivation to play hard. What?
Hey, say no more. Say no more. Enjoy the final years of them out there. Hey, Joe Shasky, where can people follow you, keep up with you? And again, hey, congratulations on the little one. Hey, Phyllis, where can we find you, man?
Thank you. Butcher Boy 415, 95.7 The Game every single morning with the Warrior pre and post television host, Bonte Hill, every single day, driving the whole Bay Area crazy, laughing, smiling. Man, if you ain't got passion in your life, what you doing this for, right? Have a good one, brother.
Hey, I'll catch you back out there sooner than later. Thank you, Joe.
Have a good one. Anytime.
Hey, everyone. This is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.